This is 1320 WILS. It is 6:14 now. Talking politics in the office, well, it could actually kill your career. That's according to a new survey put together by Korn Ferry. It's a Los Angeles-based executive search firm. Andreas Tapia joins us, and he is here to break it all down. Andreas, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Michael.
Yeah, now, when you do a survey, who are you actually surveying exactly?
Well, in this particular survey, it was executives who are leading large corporations.
And what did they say when you just, the big question of should people talk in the office about politics? What was their opinion on that?
Well, 56% of them said that their careers would be hurt if they disclosed their political affiliations. And a quarter of them said that the current political environment interferes with their job performance.
Okay. In terms of leading companies, you're saying their jobs as leaders, it interferes?
Exactly. The noise, if you will, in the system is affecting job performance in some ways, talking about politics.
Did you get a sense of how most of them were leaning? Did you ask a question like that?
No, we didn't ask for political affiliation. We were most interested in the impact of polarization, regardless of where it was coming from.
Okay, so what does that mean? How are they dealing with that as a reality now?
Well, it's interesting. While they were reluctant to be personally involved, half of them said they were comfortable with politics being discussed in the workplace. There's a little bit of a contradiction, but hey, I'd like other people to talk about it, but just not me. And in addition, two-thirds of them supported their company taking on political issues. So I think this displays sort of a cognitive dissonance, right? Sort of a little bit of a contradiction, because I think people are conflicted about whether to engage or not, but because a lot of things are at stake.
So you're saying they felt they would pay a price if they exposed their politics, but the company itself would not for doing that as a company issue?
Exactly. They were more favorable toward a company taking a stance than they personally taking a stance internally.
Hmm. Have you done a poll like this before on politics?
No, it was the first time. And we specialize in, among many things, one of them is diversity. And we're calling this political diversity because it's becoming a very contentious issue. And a lot of the issues of inclusion, if you will, that we've dealt well with race or sexual orientation or gender, really applies to some polarization happening around political diversity.
Yeah. Do companies now, are they taking any kind of on policies in terms of encouraging or discouraging people to talk about politics at work?
Yeah, I think companies are in different places. Some are like very much discouraging or, head in the sand. Let's not even address this as a too hot. But others are addressing it either out in the marketplace and taking public stances, and there's been a lot of headlines on that. Mm-hmm. But others are taking it internally. It says, look, what's happening out in the public square is kind of, dividing us, and maybe we need to take advantage of our commitment to diversity and inclusion and have a inclusive conversation around politics, and they're actually taking proactive steps around that.
Inclusive conversation on politics, how do you do that?
Not easy, but I think you can set some ground rules. You have to have people in the, committed to really not debating their point and proving their point, but understanding other people's point of view. So the goal is not necessarily that I'm going to end up agreeing with you, but can I be in a listening experience to understand why is it that you would vote for that other candidate, or why is it that you would have that other position and be in a stance of understanding rather than a stance of arguing?
Well, what's the benefit, though, of a company allowing political talk or encouraging it, I should say, in the workplace?
I think I think corporations hire citizens, right? And we are divided in the political realm. And I think corporations have an opportunity to, those that are committed to diversity and inclusion, to leverage that environment they have to maybe have more constructive conversations than we're having out in the media or out in the public square. Yeah. So I think that's one advantage, is just a societal communal one. But internally, the unspoken divisions that we have, people are carrying those worries and those concerns and even those prejudices against one another, and it shows up in one another, and you create an environment of being able to talk about it constructively. It can be very positive to the work environment.
I mean, I'm thinking of CEOs that have taken political positions, like the head of Starbucks or the head of Chick-fil-A, made comments about social issues publicly. Does that ever benefit a company when an executive does something like that?
It's a two-edged sword, and companies have to carefully weigh, obviously, the impact on their reputation and their bottom line. And so there's no easy answers, but we have seen several companies who have taken not only a stand, but a smart stand, savvy, knowledgeable, not divisive, that actually has served them well in terms of the reputation and living up to the values that they say they have.
What's an example of that?
Well, I would say that some companies such as it's not a company, but the NCAA, when they took their stance regarding the transgender legislation in the Carolinas, it made a difference in the debate and discussion. And I think that was a really good example of standing up for something.
Andreas Tapia, senior client partner at Korn Ferry. It's an LA-based executive search firm out with this new survey, fascinating survey. Andreas, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael.